The Osgood Files, sponsored by LifeLock. You have only one identity. Protect it with the best, LifeLock. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood. Miniature drones. They were a spectacular part of the halftime show at the Super Bowl, but it hasn't taken long for them to show up on the battlefield.
New propaganda videos from ISIS appear to show armed drones dropping explosives on Iraqi troops with dead center accuracy.
More after this from Charlie. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis has been in Baghdad, delivering what has become a familiar message for President Trump's envoys lately. Try to forget some of that stuff you heard during the campaign. In this case, that America should take Iraq's oil.
All of us in America have generally paid for our gas and oil, and I'm sure that we will continue to do so in the future. We're not in Iraq to seize anybody's oil.
His message comes as the Iraqi army is locked in a tough battle to recapture Mosul from ISIS. And it's a battle that, according to CBS correspondent Charlie Daggett, just got tougher because of ISIS' latest battlefield tactic, small drones.
Iraqi TV correspondent Abdul Hamid Zabari was wounded by an armed drone while traveling with Iraqi forces in Mosul. It was a loud blast, he said. I fell down on my side. I knew what it was because seconds earlier the soldiers started shouting, "Drone, drone, drone."
Charlie says that he's been told the U.S. military has a weapon that can jam the radio frequencies linking the drones to their controllers, but he found that the Iraqis don't yet have that weapon.
Do you have one of those, or are the Americans helping you with that drone gun?
No.
You don't have those weapons?
No.
You'd like to have those weapons? Of course.
I hope he gets them. Actually, I hope we have a few here at home. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.